Okay, so the Three of Wands. This card gets associated with happiness a lot, and it can mean happiness, but when it comes up, it means that it's time to start thinking bigger than what you've allowed yourself to think, dream, believe you can achieve, and that can be scary, and that comes with some anxiety, that comes with fear. Even though the energy of the Three of Wands leads to happiness, can lead to success, it's scary to think outside your comfort zone. It's scary. It's calling on you to stay the course, remember who you are and what got you here, but to think bigger, to think outside your current environment, to think that what you're doing now can lead you to more. Now, look at the song It's My Life by Bon Jovi. That came out on the Crush album in the year 2000. From 1987 to the very early 90s, Bon Jovi was one of the biggest bands in the world, playing arenas, playing stadiums. Then the grunge era took over. And that hair metal music that Bon Jovi, whether they were fairly or unfairly associated with, got that label bestowed upon them, and they weren't cool for a while. They weren't the popular sound. They went from playing arenas and they went from playing stadiums to, in the mid-90s, at the height of grunge, playing amphitheaters. There's an amphitheater here, Jones Beach, where they played in, I believe, 1995. Now, it's not to say that that's not successful, but it wasn't as big as they were used to. Now, they could have just given up, but instead, they came out with this comeback album, Crush. And even though they went even a little more poppy and they took some chances, that lead single, It's My Life, stayed the course of what got them there in the first place. They dared to believe that even though other bands weren't being accepted in the mainstream anymore with what they were doing, they were different. They were better or bigger or whatever it was. They put out a song that was almost identical to the original song that gave them success in the first place, Living on a Prayer, which we'll get to. But in the lyrics of It's My Life, when you think of the Three of Wands, it says, "This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. No silent prayer for faith departed. And I ain't going to be just a face in the crowd. You're going to hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't going to live forever. I just want to live while I'm alive. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just want to live while I'm alive." First of all, from one Italian to anybody listening, the Frank Sinatra reference will always be appreciated. But when he's saying, "This ain't a song for the brokenhearted, I ain't going to be just a face in the crowd," he's saying, we're going to do it our way. We're not going to just put out a grunge album. We're not going to be Alice in Chains. But we believe if we stand our ground, this will be popular again. People will remember what we did during the slippery when wet years when we put out Living on a Prayer. Look at the second verse of It's My Life by Bon Jovi. He says, "This is for the ones who stood their ground. It's for Tommy and Gina who never backed down." Go back to Living on a Prayer. Tommy and Gina were in hock. They were in debt. They couldn't afford food. They were crying at night. They were holding each other saying, "Okay, it's going to be okay." You look back from 2000, and Tommy and Gina seem to be doing okay. They could have given up. They could have moved back with their parents, split up, whatever it was, but they stayed together. They did it their own way, and despite the struggle, despite the crying at night, they wound up to a point where everything was okay because they believed that their limitations were not as big as their dreams. Accept your vision. Accept your goals and accept that you can achieve them. That is the Three of Wands. So when Bon Jovi put out It's My Life in the year 2000, they were playing Giant Stadium again. I was there. It was sold out. They stayed the course and they achieve that same level of success doing it their way. That's the energy of the Three of Wands. I hope this found you. If you're interested in this type of content where we talk about rock and roll and tarot and look through the meanings of cards by studying the lyrics of songs, the stories of bands, please subscribe to the Rock and Soul Tarot Podcast, subscribe to the Rock and Soul YouTube channel, and follow me on Instagram, Orlando0616. I would love your ideas on future cards. We're going to continue with the Suit of Wands. We're going to do the Suit of Cups, and then we're going to turn each card upside down, major and minor arcana, and apply songs and band stories to those meanings. Please join me. Thank you for following along. I love the fact that you're with me on this journey, and I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.